Hello, everyone. Welcome to 2022. Not that I got here first, but happy new year. Happy 2022. Hopefully there's a new you in 2022. Not like a totally new you, but you know, every year we think about making changes for our lives. And I think it's important because it's a choice. And we make better choices, you will live a better life. So choose well. Oh, yeah. Hey, thank you guys so much for joining me for this first episode. And I've been getting some feedback from people watching the show or listening to the show, and they tell me to keep up the podcast. And I appreciate the feedback. I appreciate the feedback, whether you agree with me, whether you disagree with me, whether you like me, whether you don't like me. I appreciate the feedback either way it goes. And it'd be great if you would leave some of that feedback on our podcast providers, wherever you listen to podcasts, whether that's on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, or wherever else you listen. Please leave us a rating, leave a comment. That's one way people will see more of the podcast. Also, if you watch some of the clips, what I've been doing is putting some clips on YouTube, but the entire podcast is available on your podcast apps or on Patreon. Yes, I use Patreon because it's a way for us to get support. So if you think about supporting us, please do that. That will help us out a lot. Help us. And you also get some special stuff that other people won't get because you support us and what we do with this podcast. So thank you so much for that. And I'm excited about 2022. I'm looking for a new you, not a new you, a new me. Well, not a new me, but anyway, I want to talk about some things in this podcast, this first episode of 2022 as we launch off this new year. And I'm excited about the message I get to bring because I really believe in this message. And the more I live, the more I believe. When you make better choices, you will live a better life. I mean, life comes down to choices, how you respond to whatever happens in your life. And I will talk about how I believe that the issue that we have in our country, in our world, is not the pandemic itself, but how we responded to it. And actually how we reacted to it. I think we reacted in such fear, and fear has gripped us to the point that we're making irrational decisions. Some people call it mass psychosis. So psychosis, the fact that we are, I mean, if you think about the stuff we're doing these days, it doesn't make sense to me. So I'm going to talk about that today a little bit in the podcast. I'm also going to talk about the New Year's resolutions, like, or New Year's choices or habits, I believe. And I think it's important. I'm going to share a video with you that I made, my first video for 2022 for the schools I work with through the Choose Well program. And that video is called, it's kind of the quote of the day too. So it's a quote of the day and it's a video, and I'll share the quote of the day with you. I'm not going to tell you what it is yet, but I'll share it later in the episode, what the quote of the day is. But first, I just want to do this like an opening monologue type of deal, and just kind of refocus our efforts when it comes to this idea of choices. And you make better choices, live a better life. And to me, it's not just a cool saying. To me, this is life. It's all about the choices. And I remember this student, I was speaking, and she kind of challenged me on that. Well, you keep telling us to make these choices. What if we don't want to make the good choice? What if we, listen, that's totally up to you. My message is not about making you make a certain choice. My desire is to help you to make better choices that you think about when you have an option to steal or not to steal. One of those is a better choice. To lie or tell the truth, one of those is a better choice. It will make your life better. Now, sometimes you don't see it immediately because sometimes if you tell the truth, you're going to get in trouble. Like this one girl came up to me after I spoke and she said, well, my dad don't trust me. Why don't my dad trust me with boys? I said, well, probably because he was a boy. I said, you know, he's done some stuff, so he kind of knows how boys think. So maybe he don't. Maybe it's the fact that he just doesn't trust. You might make the best choice in those moments. Well, he don't give me enough freedom. So I asked the question, have you ever done anything to make him think that? Well, sometimes. And I said, well, but maybe there's a reason why. Is there anything else you've done? Well, I was pregnant and I never told him. And I'm like, that's why he has reason not to trust you. And the truth is, I don't trust me. At that age, and even the age I am now, some things, I need some boundaries. Everybody needs boundaries. And we need those things to help us to be the best we can be. And so as I was talking to that young lady and talking to the whole school, you know, the group of students asked me this question, I'm not trying to tell you what to do. I'm just letting you know that whatever choice you make, whenever you make a choice, you need to think of three things. You need to stop, think, and choose well. Like stop, think, and choose well. That's one of the things I teach in schools. You need to stop, think, process this choice before you. Because I believe this. Whenever you make a choice, you got to think about the immediate consequence. Oh, I'm sorry, the immediate result. I don't like the word consequence as much because consequences usually have a negative tone to them. But every choice you make has a result. And there's an immediate result. There's a short-term result, which will happen maybe the next week, next month, next year. And then there's a long-term result. And so whenever we make a choice, I think we got to look at those three areas. What is the immediate result? When I do this, what's going to happen? Then what's going to happen in the next month, two, three, maybe a year from now? That's short term. And then what's going to happen long term? And I think that can apply to a lot of stuff in our lives. Some of you might be thinking, well, what about the vaccine? Or like I said before in the podcast, I'm calling a shot. And now I'm really calling the shot now because all these people with all these shots and boosters, they're still getting COVID like crazy. As a matter of fact, the Omicron variant is spreading among people who are fully vaccinated, or my terminology, who fully shot up. They've been shot up two, three, some of them four times, and they are getting this virus and spreading the virus. So this is not, and I think we got to come to a place where we're willing to accept reality. Like, this thing called a vaccine is not a vaccine. So we got to come to that conclusion. Some of you may have thought about that, but this idea of the short term or the immediate result, the short term and long term, applies not just to that, but also to any other choice you make. You choose to hang out with this group of people. What's the immediate outcome or immediate result? You choose to cheat on your taxes. You choose to cheat on your spouse. You choose to lie. You choose to tell the truth. There's always the immediate consequence or outcome, or result. There's the short term and then the long term. So I really think that this idea of choices is so powerful, because when you make the better choice, you will live a better life. Now, I'm not saying your life will be perfect, because no one has a perfect life, but I believe your life will be better and better and better. And again, it's not about having a perfect life. It's about having the best life you can have, and it's going to come through the choices you make. And that's what I want this podcast, I want my message to be about, those choices. So on this podcast, yes, we'll talk about current events. I want to be encouraging to you. And I'm trying my best not to pick a side. I hope you don't think that I am putting one group of people down, talking to another group of people. I don't want to label people, and I'll talk about that in a future episode, because we use these labels to dismiss people and not have conversations with them. And so I really want to be careful that I don't get sucked into that, because it could be easy to be sucked into that. That group of people does this, or that group of people does that, and we don't look at them as individual people, or look at individual topics, individual things we got to deal with, because we're so busy labeling and thinking, oh, because they believe this, they must be that. That's not the case. But anyway, I'm starting to mesh all this stuff together. That's why it's my monologue. I'm just opening up. But the idea of choice is so important. When you make better choices, you will live a better life. So choose well. Oh, yeah. All right, with that said, I want to do the first segment of the day. Happy New Year to all of you. And I think this new year makes me think of, everybody gets pretty excited. A lot of people get excited about the new year, want to try new things, do new things, get in shape or whatever. So I made a video for the schools I work with, and I put this video everywhere. I put it on my Choose Well program YouTube channel. I put it on my personal YouTube channel. I put it on my Facebook page. I put it on my Instagram page. And I'm going to share it right here in the podcast too, because honestly, I was kind of proud of the video. I thought it was pretty good. And I think this video, you can watch or listen to what I'm going to play right now with your kids, with your family members, and have a discussion. Because I talk about a parable that some of us grew up hearing, the fable of the tortoise and the hare. But I don't want to give you all information, but it goes along with our quote of the day. And our quote of the day is this: speed is overrated. Consistency is the key. Speed is overrated. Consistency is the key. Check out this video. Hello, everybody. Mr. Brown here. And today I want to wish you a happy new year. I know you heard it already many times. Happy new year. But today I want to tell you a story that can hopefully help you have a happy new year. Now, it's a fable. Now, some of us old enough know what fables are. And fables are, they're a type of literature. They're fictional, but they're audacious. They're big fictional stories where they use animals, plants, or other inanimate objects, but they get anamorphosized. Anamorphosized. The words on the screen. Basically, what that means is give them human characteristics, like a dog could talk or a bird could sing. Well, I think birds sing anyway, but we don't understand the words. But the point is this: these are fictional stories that have a point to them, a moral point or some kind of lesson to them, but they usually have animals or inanimate objects to kind of tell the story, kind of like our cartoons. This one goes way back. One that I got taught in school, and many of you might have too if you're old enough. It was the tortoise and the hare. Today I want to talk about the tortoise and the hare. No, not hair like hair, but hair as in like almost like a rabbit. Now, I did some research. They're a little different than rabbits. Hares are, they're like rabbits. They look just like rabbits, and they have, but they have longer ears. They have longer legs. They can run fast because they're usually out in the prairie. They need to outrun their predators. And a tortoise is a type of turtle, but it's not one of the ones you saw in Finding Nemo that swim.
I saw the whole thing, dude. First, you were all like, whoa. And then we were like, whoa. And then you were like, whoa.
Because they usually don't swim. Tortoises are land turtles, and they're very, very slow. Well, the fictional story goes this way. The hare was making fun of the tortoise because the tortoise is slow. But the tortoise challenged the hare to a race. The hare just laughed and thought it was crazy. And it's kind of redunculous, right? Or ridiculous, because there's no way the hare would lose to the tortoise. But the hare accepted the challenge, and they lined up to race. All the animals come to the race, they're cheering. Well, they start the race, and you guessed it, the hare took off. He began to run the race. The tortoise, just doing his thing, moving along. The hare was so far ahead of the tortoise, he decided to stop for a snack and a nap. And as he sat there and ate, like many of us do, you eat and you get sleepy, right? Fell asleep. The tortoise just kept moving along slowly but surely, and eventually, the tortoise passed up the hare. While the hare was sleeping real good, he overslept, kind of like you oversleep when you press the snooze button. When you thought you pressed it once, we pressed it five times. He overslept. Eventually, the tortoise is almost to the finish line. The hare wakes up, takes off, tries to win the race, but he came up a little short, and the tortoise won the race. Moral of the story, slow and steady wins the race. Slow and steady wins the race. And the reason I'm bringing it up, because this new year, many of us have a lot of energy to do something new this year. We're leaving the past behind. We're looking forward, and we got energy. Whether that energy is to work out, to eat better, to get better grades, whatever it is. And we go at it fast. And I think it's okay to have great big goals that you want to accomplish. But I would say pump the brakes, because slow and steady wins the race. Or I'll update it to a new, my own Choose Well quote goes like this. Speed is overrated. Consistency is the key. Oh yeah. Speed is overrated. Consistency is the key. In our story, that the hare relied on the speed, but that's not consistent. That doesn't always, you can't always go 100 miles an hour 100 days of the year. And right now, some of you are already getting burned out. It's only like a couple days with a new year, and you've been working out so hard, you're sore, you want to give up, you're getting up early in the morning, now you're tired. It's about consistency. Speed is overrated. Consistency is the key. So I challenged a friend of mine. I said, listen, he wants to get in shape. I want to get in shape. But we always, whenever we get together, we talk about, oh, my gut is big, or, you know, whatever. We complain about these things. But the truth is, only we can do something about it. So I challenged him. He wants to work out. He wants to run, but he works hard. The brother works hard at his job. So he gets home, he's usually tired. I said, hey, just take it slow. I want to challenge you to do 10 push-ups and 10 sit-ups a day. That's it. 10 push-ups and 10 sit-ups a day. That probably take less than 2 minutes to do every single day. 10 push-ups and 10 sit-ups a day. He took the challenge. And I think this will happen. As you consistently do that little bit, you want to do more and more and more. But take it slow. Do that for a week. Do that for 2 weeks. Get that consistency going. Because what happens is this. As you become consistent in your new goals, that consistency turns into what we call big mo. Or momentum. And that momentum will take you further and further than you would ever believe. Versus saying, I'm going to go 100 miles an hour. Go slow, but be consistent. Because speed is overrated. Consistency is the key. This is a choice. And when you make better choices, you will live a better life. So choose well. Oh yeah. Happy New Year. Peace. Hope that video was helpful for you. Again, you can watch the whole video on my YouTube channel. Go youtube.com/Mr. Brown, I think it is, or The Mr. Brown. Just search Mr. Brown, M-I-S-T-E-R, last name Brown. That is my legal name. That is the name I prefer. And somebody asked me the other day, do I prefer when people call me just Mr.? I don't. I prefer Mr. Brown. It's not that you have to. Matter of fact, I was joking with she's my aunt, my wife's mother's sister. She's like, hey, mister. I said, that's Mr. Brown to you. But I do prefer Mr. Brown over Mr. or, you know, Mr. B. Mr. Brown is cool. But anyway, search Mr. Brown on all those platforms. You find me. I'm somewhere in all those places, and I try to update stuff as much as we can. But I want to end this episode with something that's from my heart. As I thought about this 2022, the new year, And I think about all the things we're dealing with, and I think this, our response or our reaction to this pandemic has been really frustrating in a lot of ways. I think watching some old clips of different politicians, and including President Biden, I feel that the idea was to crush COVID-19 and not treat it. I think we're going to do this. We're going to crush it. We're going to beat COVID-19. And that was one of his campaign promises. And unfortunately, more people died since he became president than when Donald Trump was president. I think some people looked at this virus and tried to attach it to Trump. And we got all messed up. And we started looking to get a vaccine to crush it versus treat people. And I think many people have died because we failed to treat them. And then when treatments came out, we demonized those treatments. We said they didn't work. And people who were actually working in the hospitals, treating patients, finding results, they were treating these people. That was demonized. That was made. It was politicized, and it was taken off of YouTube. It was taken off people like Peter McCullough and Dr. Malone, people who on the front lines doing it and treating people. We demonized them and took them off, and we only focused on one solution, and that was this vaccine. And that vaccine has turned out to be a simple shot that does not stop you from getting it or transmitting it. And I'm gonna say that over and over again. And I think we have allowed fear to just make us be irrational. Because right now, I'm going to go to a school and they require proof of vaccination or you get a COVID test. But the people who have got the shot can still get COVID. As a matter of fact, I don't know if it's true, but I saw it reported in many different outlets. This guy went to a Sacramento Kings game, and there were apparently three lines, one for rapid tests, one for vaccinated, and I don't know the third line was for. So he wanted to get in quickly, so he went in and got in line for a rapid test. The test came back positive. He got out of line, went into the line for the vaccinated, and got into the game. So he tested positive right here. He had got the shot, but all they required in this line was a proof that you got the shot. You can go about your business. This doesn't make sense. And then all these cruise lines, cruise after cruise, the requirement, 100% vaccinated. Only people who weren't vaccinated were kids. They had to have a proof of a negative test of COVID to get on the ship. And they had to wear a mask the entire time on the ship. And you have these outbreaks, these huge outbreaks on the ship. Not to mention the NHL, the National Hockey League, had to stop the season because so many people got COVID. These are all people who were vaccinated and boosted. NBA, NFL. Every time I watch a game, oh, this person's out because they're on the COVID protocol. They got COVID. And all these people have got the shot. Why have we lost our rational minds and we're still pushing people to get this shot and it doesn't do what it's supposed to do? I don't know why. It's perplexing to me, and it's frustrating because not only is it frustrating because these are the policies in place, but the fact that we are given into it. That we as people are willing to make sure we show our passport. Listen, you got the vaccine, that was your choice. You got the shot, that was your choice. But we should not be proving to people and buying into showing your papers to get into places. Showing your papers to eat and to dine. And especially because it doesn't work. You proven you got this shot. So what are you going to do now? Get four shots, five shots, six shots to live your life? And I'm kind of struggling. Should I even go get a test at this school to work with them? Or should I say no? We need to stop this. Because if enough of us say, look, no more, what are we going to do? Shut down the country? Because it doesn't make sense. You want me to prove I got a shot that doesn't stop me from getting or spreading COVID to prove to you I got the shot so I can go do my daily business, so I can go and shop and eat? And here's the thing. I was talking to some guys playing basketball this morning. I'm not so much concerned about the COVID. I'm concerned about what's next. If they can control the narrative, control people this much with this, what's next? What variant's going to come out that's next? Or what next thing's going to happen? And again, you can call me conspiracy theorist. I'm just using my mind. I'm not talking about conspiracies. Really consider this. They're making us prove that we got a shot that has been proven not to stop us from getting COVID or spreading COVID, but yet they want us to get this shot, next shot, next shot, so we can just live our lives. And if you don't, then they're going to make it very difficult for you to live your life. And then the fact they're not even considering natural immunity. So this shot's supposed to give you immunity, which it doesn't, but natural immunity is not even counted. It makes me frustrated, and it makes me go, why aren't more people speaking up? But here's my ultimate question. And I was at Costco talking to some people about this yesterday, because it's very frustrating to me. And sometimes I get on an amp wheel and get all amped up about it, because I don't, when things don't make sense, they don't work right, and we're still pushing down a line, we're trying to do things that don't work. It's insanity. We keep trying to do the same thing that doesn't work. We keep doing the same thing that doesn't work. That's insanity. And everybody's going along with it. Okay, I'll show you my papers. I got the shot. And then we demonize people who didn't get the shot, even though they may have COVID already. And then we ignore the adverse effects. We just ignore them. That makes me very frustrated. So how do I stay positive? How do I, you know, stay positive and keep doing what I'm doing and working with schools and making videos and making courses that I'm making online and trying to just continue to be a positive person? Because here's the deal. My hope does not lie in a cure for COVID. So the question is, where does my hope lie? Where is my hope? My hope is not in a cure for COVID. It's not in a cure for cancer. It's not in a cure for any disease that we can pass from each other. My hope is not in my finances. It's not in my popularity. It's not in my job or ability to make money. My hope is in the Lord. And I really believe that God still is in control of all these things. That ultimately, my ultimate question from all this, and I've been talking to people about this, is how do I leverage this craziness for the gospel? How do I leverage this COVID stuff and people? Because I think a lot of people are fearful of dying. I mean, think about this. When this thing got in this height, we had tickers of people dying, hospitalized. There was fear. One teacher told me I had to stop, turn off TV. I thought I was going to die the next day. We've been gripped with fear. But I'm not fearful of death because I have hope in Christ. I have hope in Christ. And listen, I have another podcast, a whole other ministry called Proclaim Ministries, and I've talked about that before. And so this podcast isn't really where I'm going to talk about a lot of that, but this is me. This is who I am. And where does my hope lie? It lies in Christ. The fact that I know that I was born a sinner. I know that I've done wrong. I've said wrong. And listen, I can't do anything about that myself. I can't be good enough. I thought growing up church, I can be good enough. Guess what? I could not be good enough. And I can't be good enough, but that's why Christ came. We just celebrated Christmas, you know. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king. That Jesus came to die on the cross for our sins. And when Christ died, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15:3-4, Christ died for our sins according to scriptures. He was buried, he rose again the third day according to scriptures. I believe Christ paid the penalty for my sins. And the Bible says if I believe, if I trust, if I put my weight in what he's done, my sins will be forgiven. And that's where my hope is lying. My hope is in eternity through Christ, that this world is not my ultimate home. I'm here for a season and a reason, and one day I'll be with God forever. So the question is, what do I do now? How do I live my life? Because if I did not have that hope, I would be miserable, because this world doesn't have anything to offer to me. Look at what's going on. And I'm not trying to be religious, because I believe religion is trying to earn your way to God. We do something to be right with God. I am a follower of Christ because Christ came and took my place. He did the work, and I place my faith in him. And I know sometimes I don't go to schools, I don't preach this message, but hopefully they see that hope in me. It's not in my circumstances, not in what I can do in myself. It's in Christ. So I invite you, if you want to have hope where hope really lies, is trust Christ your Savior. Hey, DM me, message me. I would love to share with you. Visit my website, proclaimministry.com, where I talk more about and do more teaching about who Christ is and how you can trust Christ your Savior. And I'm not talking about going to church. Going to church can be a good thing. I'm not talking about being religious. I'm talking about understanding that you were created for a purpose. You're created by God and for God. And there's something deep down inside of all of us that says we have more purpose than this earth is giving us. Because that's God's written that in our hearts, that we know there's a God. We know there's more than just us. Some people call him the big man in the sky. Listen, it is God. As a matter of fact, I just did a devotional about Acts chapter 17, where Paul, the apostle Paul, was going and he was talking to these people who worship all these idols. And I think it was called Ergapus, this place. And they had an inscription to the unknown God. And so Paul said, listen, the God that you worship that's unknown, let me tell you about this God, right? Let me tell you who he is. The God who made everything, the world and everything in it. That's the God that we worship. And so I want everyone to know that, that eternal hope, not in this world, not in what we can see, not what we can control. Because I think that's the real thing that bothers a lot of people about this pandemic. We could not control it. And I made other videos about the fact that I thought I controlled my life. I thought I was in control. I can maneuver things. But then when things shut down and the schools shut, businesses shut, I wasn't in control. And it could led a lot of people to just bunker down in that fear. My hope does not lie in things this world can offer. My hope lies in Jesus Christ. Woo! I've been getting excited, y'all. I'm almost gonna say sorry, but I'm not sorry. But my hope is not in this world. And so if you've been bogged down with fear about death, about sickness, about all these things, there's something better. Hope in Jesus Christ. Anyway, like I said, if you want to know about that, let me know. Visit my website, proclaimish.com. And if you want to know more about everything I do, go to the choosewellgroup.com. That's the choosewellgroup.com. It's a network of things that we do, our team and all the things we offer for kids, for schools, for churches, all those things. But this podcast is about me, Mr. Brown. So I'm gonna share everything. So sometimes I share my faith, sometimes I share my family, sometimes I'll just share about choices. And so thanks for joining this podcast, and do me a favor, like I asked before, rate this podcast, give me some comments, and also share with your family and friends, share with people. And please give me some feedback. I like some more feedback. As a matter of fact, we have a segment called Ask Mr. Brown, and you can submit a question. Just visit my website, hellomrbrown.com. Go to the comments section and submit a question for the show. Right now, I don't have any right now, so maybe yours will be on the next episode. So give me some comments, some questions, and I will give you my perspective on your question on the next episode of The Mr. Brown Show.